you still don't see many females on a trading desk.
Yeah. Do you encounter any kind of prejudice still from men? You know, they think, oh, you're a woman, you wouldn't really know.
Oh, I've had that my whole career.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Does
it get easier or better?
You know, big portfolio managers down to like traders to anybody. And you know what? You know, as the old saying goes, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. You know, it's like you just shrug it off. You say, be gone. You know, you got to be tough. And my first job, my first boss really taught me how to be tough and to like have that hard exterior shell, because trading is very emotional, right? It involves money.
Yeah.
And, you know, traders would get very hot-headed or yell or scream, or because there's money involved, there's capital involved, right? So when my boss would sometimes, it wasn't like he was yelling at me, but he's like, where's my execution? Where's this? Where's that? You know, it's fast. It's in the heat of the moment. It's very demanding of you. And, you know, some women don't like that or don't want to be spoken to like that. And they take it in the wrong way, whereas they shouldn't. You know, it's this is the job. It's like, it's not at you directly. It's kind of like,
So you were able to kind of, just your nature, we're able to brush that off a little easier than.
Yes. And I have three brothers.
Okay. So you had plenty of that kind of rough treatment early on, huh?
Yeah. I've been in a couple of headlocks in my life. So, okay.
Right. Finally, I managed to find a trader of the opposite sex. Still a rare breed, I might add, if that's even the right term. Anyway, Kimberly Sokolov is a New Yorker, born and bred, in case you couldn't tell, and a technical trader in stocks. For a female perspective of trading the markets, listen to the rest of our conversation on A Trader's Life, episode 81.